What a rendition of the national anthem from Wendy Lee as we get set for game two of the six-game series between the Tacoma Rainiers and the Reno Aces. Hello, everyone. Kevin DiDomenico with you, taking you the distance today. Thanks so much for joining us on your Wednesday evening as we take a look at the Reno Aces starting lineup. Just four position players remain from last night in this starting lineup. Buddy Kennedy will lead off and play second. He's 4-for-7 to start the series. Philip Evans, a third baseman, will hit second. Dominic Canzone in right, hitting third. Emmanuel Rivera at first base, hitting cleanup. Seth Beer, the DH, will hit fifth. Diego Castillo in left will hit sixth. Blaze Alexander, the shortstop, hitting seventh. The catcher, Ali Sanchez, will hit eighth. And Jake Hager in center field for one of the few times in his career, hitting ninth. They will face Jose Rodriguez to start. He's 27 years of age, has 10 big league appearances, and this will be his 200th minor league game he has pitched in his career. Has a 4.27 ERA in the minors, has one appearance this year in relief. It was one inning and struck out two. So, leading off, Buddy Kennedy for the Reno Aces, who are 2-2, won the first two games of the season at home, ended up winning the series over Las Vegas, losing the series finale 13-2, falling yesterday 12-5 in game one of the series. They walked 12 batters and hit one and just gave up four hits to Tacoma in the opening game of the series. Looking for a better performance today as they take on the 2-2 Tacoma Rainiers, who have won one straight. Relatively nice day out. Low 50s. I think it's 53 degrees. Rain possible at 7:45 tonight Pacific. The wind blowing out to center field. Jose Rodriguez is set, working from the set. The first pitch. Hard hit ground ball down the third baseline. Base hit. Off the glove of Hernandez. Kennedy digging towards second. And it's a first pitch. Lead off double for Buddy Kennedy. He's 5-for-8 to start the season. First pitch at 6:08 p.m. And if there was any question there, they're going to give Buddy Kennedy a hit. It was off the glove of Cesar Hernandez at third. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Rainiers' defensive alignment. Here in a second, Rodriguez deals. Fastball in there, called strike. Rodriguez and O'Keefe, the battery, Ford over at first. Wong at second, McCoy at short. Cesar Hernandez at third. From left to right in the outfield, it's Shiner, Deloach, and Solak. 0-1. Swinging a chopper left side. Going to be a tough play. Wong over toward his right, and he can't make the play. It's off of his glove. He shaded all the way over to the shortstop McCoy's position, and I think that's going to be an error. And all of a sudden, first and third, nobody out. And will this Aces offense strike early? Answer coming, and Dominic Canzone will be the hitter. They're actually going to rule that a hit, so double single to start for the Aces. First pitch low and away, ball one at 89 miles an hour. So Jose Rodriguez, again, his second appearance of the season. Here comes the 1-0. He hurls low. Off speed, looked like a changeup down. And it's two balls and no strikes. The Rainiers wearing all white uniforms, the Rainiers in cursive across their chest, in blue and red outline, the same with the number and name on the back. The pitch, swinging a high pop-up left side. Foul ground going over is Hernandez. He makes the catch adjacent to the third base bag, one away. And so now it'll be Emmanuel Rivera. Umpires today, Takahito Matsuda over at third, calling balls and strikes. Behind the plate is Jose Navas. Edwin Jimenez at first base today. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss from Emmanuel Rivera. He's 4-for-12 to start this season. Five RBIs, five runs scored, Made two errors last night. Looking to bounce back today. He's 0 for 1 in his career against Jose Rodriguez. Two offers. Swinging a high chopper. Left side, McCoy to second for one. Here's the throw to first. Double play. Inning-ending double play. And the Rainiers escape. Bottom one we go. Two hits. Nothing to show for it for the Aces. Stick around. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium.
Leo Burnett, Coors Light Equity Radio, spot title Made to Chill, 32nd, code number YCPE-0065-000, mixed, 2-18-20.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan is now in Reno.
Cesar Hernandez will lead off for Tacoma as we head to the bottom of the first inning. And Slade Ciccone about to deliver pitch number one of his AAA career facing Cesar Hernandez. The pitch, swinging a foul back to the screen. Aces fans, are you looking for a financial partner that's always by your side? As a not-for-profit credit union, our bottom line, our measurement of success, our motivation, it's you. And whatever money matters you're facing right now, we're here to help you live greater. Next one in there, a called strike. It's nothing and two. I'm getting quicker with these ad reads. Here comes the 0-2. Breaking ball, just misses high. And out of the zone, it's a ball and two strikes. Bottom of the first inning, Aces got their first two aboard in Buddy Kennedy and Phillip Evans. But an inning-ending double play off the bat of Emmanuel Rivera ended things. Swing and a miss. And the first triple-A strikeout is against Cesar Hernandez, one away. For Slade Ciccone, brings up Zach Deloach. Deloach, 5 for 17 to start the season. The first pitch is outside at the knees, ball one. He's got a couple of RBIs in that span. Last night was 0 for 3. A run scored, a walk, and two strikeouts. Ciccone into the wind. Here's the pitch. Check swing went way too far. It's 1 and 1, comes up empty. He has 5 at-bats against Slade Ciccone, 1 for 5 against the righty, who winds and fires. Swing a high fly ball, left side, third base side, and out of play. Slade Ciccone, 33rd selection overall back in 2020 by Arizona. Went 7-6 last year with a 4.37 ERA and 25 starts. How about 127 strikeouts? Looking for one here. Doesn't find it. Popped up left side, similar spot, and in the seats. Fans, don't miss Tuesdays at Greater Nevada Field when the Aces celebrate Taco Tuesday presented by Join INC and Alice 96.5 with two street tacos for just $6. The 1-2. Breaking ball barely got a piece of it. And the count holds. Aces will have Seth Beer, Diego Castillo, Blaze Alexander, 5-6-7 in the top of the second. ready for the 1-2. Ciccone looks in, his glove covering his whole face. Now winds and fires. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts for Slade Ciccone to start. And there's two away. And here's Brian O'Keefe, one of the hotter swingers right now in all the PCL. 7-for-14, three big flies. The first pitch, off-speed down, ball one. Starts him off with a breaking ball at 76. The Aces wearing similar jerseys to yesterday. Actually, I think the same. The R on the left side of their chest, representing Reno in white with the navy jerseys and gray pants. The pitch, fastball low. Two balls, no strikes. If you're watching on the stream, Ciccone's, I believe they're Adidas cleats. White, red, and blue. Good look. Breaking ball outer half. Called strike knee high. It's 2-1. Wind blowing out towards center field at about 10 miles per hour. Crowd spaced out a little bit more than yesterday on opening evening. Next one, a breaking ball in there, 2-2. Crowd yesterday at 5,100. Got to witness post-game fireworks in their 12-5 victory. 12 runs on only 4 hits for Tacoma yesterday. Fastball swung on and dribbled foul. Back behind home plate. Again, the Aces are trying to snap a 2-game losing skid. Meanwhile, Rainiers looking to put together a 2-game winning streak. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs, bottom one, the pitch. Fouled up and away and out of here. 0-0 the score. Aces put up a 0 in the top of the first after their first two hitters reached in Kennedy and Evans. Pop out, double play ball. Ended things. Here comes the 2-2. Swung on, popped up. Foul ground. Dashing over is Sanchez. He'll have a play and he makes the catch in front of the Rainiers dugout. We'll head to the second. No score from Cheney Stadium. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium.
Well, kind of.
Teriyaki Madness brings huge bowls of delicious teriyaki to the Summit Shopping Center. Stop in and customize your perfect bowl with all-natural ingredients like marinated fire-grilled chicken, sauces made in-house, and loads of fresh veggies. It's all prepared fresh just for you. It's cheaper than a flight to Tokyo, and you'll be home in time for Jeopardy! Teriyaki Madness, east of 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center right across from the mall. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original. Original.
Slide it.
Aces fans, join us on April 13th for the first Thirsty Thursday of the season, presented by Coors Light and Cable 98.1. Enjoy an ice-cold Coors Light draft for just $2, and you can get your tickets by visiting renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. Also, April 15th marks Jackie Robinson's historic MLB debut. Robinson's courage blazed a trail for all of America. Join us at Greater Nevada Field on April 15th as we commemorate Jackie Robinson Day. First pitch set for 4:05 p.m. Get here early for a special ceremony. First pitch of the second is upstairs, ball one to Seth Beer. Aces at 2-2, still technically atop of the PCL West. Swung on and dribbled back to the screen with Salt Lake and Tacoma. They're all tied at the top. Vegas and Sacramento, 1-3 apiece. Reno scored 35 runs, giving up 44. 1-1 pitch. Line shot, base hit to left. Hernandez was not getting a glove on that. Three hits for the Aces. And already more than they had through the first five innings yesterday. And Beer is aboard to lead things off in a second. Here's Diego Castillo. Castillo 2-for-4 yesterday. One of two players who had a multi-hit game. It was him and Dominic Fletcher. Jose Rodriguez deals. A fastball is in there called strike. Talked to him during batting practice. He said he's hitting the ball so well. To try to keep hitting the ball like you are, do you have any superstitions? He said he has to put his left sock on first. Breaking ball down and away, 1-1. Left sock on, then right sock on. He said, do everything the same. He said that's one of several he has. Let's see if the left sock, right sock trick will work here. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball down. Got him on a slider there. The righty Rodriguez has some nasty stuff. 10 big league appearances, looking to strike out the hot hitter in Diego Castillo. He's in left tonight, 9-for-13 to start the season. Beer gets a short lead off of first. Here's the pitch. Lunging at a breaking ball down. One hop to second, Wong for one, and to first is not in time. So fielder's choice, it'll be 4-6. And Castillo is on at first with one away. Blaze Alexander coming up. Alexander 2-for-8 to start the season. 3 runs scored, an RBI, 0-for-3 last night. Again, like I said earlier, just 4 position players are the same from last night's lineup. As a fastball is up and in, ball one. He's at shortstop tonight. Newcomers, Ali Sanchez, you'll see him next. He's on deck. Canzone and Beer along with Kennedy as well. Ground ball, one hop to short, to second for one, to first. Inning ending, double play again. Boy, that's been the killer, especially the last couple games for Reno. And the side is retired. We head to the bottom of the second inning, no score. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium.
To home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be, handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients, dough made fresh daily, and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni, now with 2 locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Healthy and delicious eating come together at Salad Works and Fruitables, both under one roof in Longley Town Center. For a healthy boost, try our superfoods in acai bowls, pitaya bowls, smoothies, and more. Come see us at Salad Works and Fruitables, both at one location in Longley Town Center, 5210 Longley Lane in
Every Sunday is Family Sunday at Greater Nevada Field, presented by Sunny 106.9 FM. Enjoy $1 hot dogs throughout the game and be sure to wear red as the Aces will be taking the field in their red City Pride BLC uniforms. Then stick around after the game for the Kids Run the Bases, presented by RC Willie. Get your tickets by visiting renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. Well, a couple of double plays have ended the Aces' offensive hopes in the first two innings. But Slade Ciccone looks to continue his success on the mound. Went 1-2-3 against the Rainiers. in the first. First pitch swinging is Mike Ford. He skies one to center, but Jake Hager is there, and he makes the catch. Time to take a look at the Aces defensive alignment. Ciccone and Sanchez, the battery. Rivera over at first. Buddy Kennedy, the second baseman. Blaze Alexander, the shortstop. Phillip Evans is the third baseman. Diego Castillo out in left. Dominic Canzone in right. And Jake Hager, talked to him pregame. He said rarely has he ever played center field. First pitch on the way to Jake Schiner takes for ball one. Said he played it a bunch at the alternate site for the Mets, but rarely in games that actually counted. Here's the 1-0. Swinging a line shot out to right field, but playable for Canzone. Coming in, makes the catch, glove side. Tailing away toward the line. Canzone, if he's playing anywhere else, that's a gapper and a double for Jake Schiner. Two quick outs for Slade Ciccone. Boy, Jake Schiner has had Slade Ciccone's number. He's faced him five times. He's 4-for-5 with a homer. And probably should have been 5-for-6 there, robbed by Canzone. First pitch is in there, called strike to Colin Moran, who is 3-for-10 to start the season. 0-1 lunging at a breaking ball, swung on and hit foul down the first baseline. Approaching the bottom of the hour, 6:30 here in Tacoma. Wind blowing out to center field. If you joined us last night, they had the lacrosse practice going on at the field. Up above the right field wall. This time, just general soccer play, it seems like. Check swing on a pitch down, and Moran did not go, says Matsuda at third. Nice night at the ballpark in Tacoma. The lights coming on as the sun sets. Here comes the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Ciccone gets Moran swinging. Strikeout number 3 of the day for Slade. He goes 1-2-3 again. We'll head to the third. Aces due up. Nothing, nothing, your score. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium.
Reno.
Leo Burnett, Coors Light Equity Radio, spot title Made to Chill, 32nd, code number YCPE-0065-000, mixed, 2-18-20.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouthwatering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You got it.
Top of the third inning, it'll be Ali Sanchez to get his first at-bat of the series. He watches a fastball low and away for ball number one. Jose Rodriguez into his third inning of work. The 1-0, off-speed in there, called strike. One ball, one strike, top of the third inning, no score. Jose Rodriguez has battled out of a couple of jams. Leadoff runners aboard the first two innings. The pitch, Swung on, fouled to the screen. And it's a ball and two strikes. To Ali Sanchez, who has just started one game at catcher. Again, a ton of catchers on this Reno roster. 1-2 inside. Ball two. It's two balls and two strikes. Went 4-for-5 on Saturday against Las Vegas. Scored a couple of runs. The righty waits. Here's the pitch. Off speed inside. It's 3-2. And time called by Ali Sanchez. It'll be Sanchez, then Hager. Trying to jumpstart this offense. It scored 5 runs last night. Outscored 12-5 and was 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position. 3-2. Sanchez walks on a fastball way upstairs. And for the third straight inning, the Aces have their leadoff runner aboard. And here's Jake Hager. He'll stand in from the right side. Leadoff man aboard, Ali Sanchez. Nobody out. No score. Top of the third. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there. Called strike. If you're just joining us, the Aces have had a couple of chances. Their best one back in the first. They had first and third. Nobody out. Canzone eventually popped out. Then Emmanuel Rivera grounded into a double play to end the inning. The pitch. Got him on a fastball at 95 at the eyes. Hager swung through it. It's nothing in two. Alexander grounded into an inning-ending double play in the second as well. See if the Aces can capitalize in the third. The pitch popped up on the infield right to the second baseman, Wong, who makes the catch. So one on, one out. The second baseman, number 16, Buddy Kennedy. Turns the lineup for Buddy Kennedy. Doubled his first time up on a hot shot down the third baseline. He started now 5-for-8 this season with 4 RBIs, 2 homers. Swinging a hot bat. Remember, back in spring training, hit .424. Solid sample size there as well. He draws a shift from Tacoma to the pull side of the righty. The pitch, fastball, almost wild up and inside. One ball, no strikes. Here comes the 1-0. Runner going on a pitch up and inside. O'Keefe throws a strike down to second. He got him. Ali Sanchez is thrown out. And Tacoma, remember, so good at stealing bases last year. And this year, just as good at throwing them out. O'Keefe, so solid behind the plate. Two away. Boy, the theme for this Reno offense to start. Opportunities squandered. Another fastball way up and inside of Buddy Kennedy. And it's 3 balls, no strikes. Nobody on now. 2 outs. Top of the third. The set, the pitch. Upstairs, ball 4. Just above the belt. And Kennedy is aboard for the second time today. The third baseman, number 24, Philip Evans. And here's Philip Evans, singled his first time. Rodriguez set the pitch. Off speed, misses high. 1 ball, no strikes. Aces fans, join us April 13th for the first Thirsty Thursday of the season presented by Coors Light and Cable 98.1 FM. The pitch is down the middle, a called strike. 1-1. Off speed at 84. Enjoy an ice-cold Coors Light draft. For just $2, get your tickets today by visiting renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. The 1-1 pitch is laced into deep left, but Shiner's there toward the line. He makes the catch. Some hard-hit balls. Outfielders haven't had to move much at all. Aces go down. Bottom of the third we go. Nothing, nothing, your score. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium.
I have this.
Healthy and delicious eating come together at Salad Works and Fruitables, both under one roof in Longley Town Center. For a healthy boost, try our superfoods in acai bowls, pitaya bowls, smoothies, and more. Come see us at Salad Works and Fruitables, both at one location in Longley Town Center, 5210 Longley Lane in Reno. We go to the bottom of the third. Remember, Reno Aces Baseball is brought to you by your friends at Greater Nevada. How can we help you live greater? Want to win Aces Prize, play trivia, participate in surveys and more? Visit renoaces.com and click Win Prizes and More in the site navigation to get started. Bottom of the third, Slade Ciccone. The first pitch to Mason McCoy. He comes up hacking and fouls it to the screen. Well, Ciccone is retired. The first six batters for Tacoma. Three strikeouts in there to Hernandez, Loach, and Moran. He winds and fires. Hard hit ground ball pull side. On a couple of hops, Alexander picks it up at short. Throw to first in time for the first out. And here's Nick Solak. Solak has appeared in just one game for Tacoma. Went 0 for 3, scored a run, couple of walks. And his first appearance, obviously, here in the series. Here's the pitch. A fastball down in the zone, a called strike, just below the knees. Or maybe at the knees here to Solak. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Misses inside. For ball one, one ball, one strike. Solak DFA'd by Cincinnati back on March 30th. Traded to Seattle just a day later. Takes a fastball in there, a called strike. Made his MLB debut back on August 20th of 2019. The 1-2 pitch. Swings and misses. And down he goes. Strikeout number four. For Slade Ciccone, this time against Nick Solak. And here's Keen Wong. Here's the first pitch. Swings through a fastball at 95 miles per hour. So Slade Ciccone retired the first eight batters and slowly becoming the story here. Ready for the 0-1. Here's the pitch. Swing on a high fly ball foul. Third base side, he's got him nothing and two. Up the middle, Buddy Kennedy and Blaze Alexander at the edge of the outfield grass. Playing straight up. All infielders relatively deep. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Goes fastball up and away at 94. And Wong does not chase. He's 1-for-9 this season. Went 0-for-5 on Sunday in his last game played with Tacoma. Looks in for the 1-2. No score. Bottom of the third inning. Here's the pitch. Fouls went back to the screen.
tickles off of the mask of Ali Sanchez. And 1-2 holds. Again, this is game two of a six-game set between the two. Opening bout went to Tacoma, 12-5. And a 12-walk night for the Reno pitchers. Off-speed down and away, it's 2-2. Reno left 9 men on base last night. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball up and away, just misses. Boy, Sanchez wanted to bring that thing in. He was shaking his head that he didn't frame it better. Payoff pitch coming to Wong. Ciccone winds and fires. Fastball outside, he lost him. And a two-out walk. So first base runner for Tacoma comes with two outs in the bottom of the third inning. It turns the lineup over for Cesar Hernandez, who struck out his first time swinging. Had an interesting stat line last night. Went 0-for-1, couple of runs scored, and 3 walks. Heck, that's similar to a lot of these Tacoma hitters, as Hernandez swings first pitch and chops it foul. Nothing in one. 12 walks issued by Reno pitchers. One hit batsman. Again, offensively, Reno did score 5 runs. You got to remember that, on 8 hits. So not like they were silent. Dominic Fletcher, a big part of that, had a 2-run triple late. Big leadoff first for Wong. He's on base for just the second time all season. The 0-1 pitch, foul to the screen. Remember, this Tacoma lineup, up and down, can steal bases. They lead the PCL with 9 swipes. 2 more than second place Las Vegas. And Wong threatening on an 0-2 count. Ciccone set at the belt, gives a look and deals. Swinging a high pop-up, foul ground and out of play. Went back to the fastball. You see Ciccone. That's essentially, a lot of the time, been the out pitch. He's gotten all swing and misses on his strikeouts. Here's the 0-2. This time goes breaking ball down. A great pitch and a better take from Cesar Hernandez. Fans, you can break up your midweek rut by celebrating Wild Wednesdays at Greater Nevada Field, presented by Wild 102.9. Grab your tickets for $10.29 by using promo code WILD at checkout. The pitch, fastball up, throw down to second. The stealing Wong is caught. And the side is retired. Just like that, the first base runner for Tacoma is erased. We'll take a break through three. As quick as we've been all season. We'll head to the fourth. Nothing, nothing, your score. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium.
A recent hanger epidemic has affected Reno. Symptoms include hanger pains, intense eye rolling, and becoming a complete jerk, Brian. We're looking at you. The best treatment is Teriyaki Madness, with a huge variety of bowls, including MSG-free, fresh ingredients. Everything is made to order, and none of it is scraped from the pan like some panda hustlers down the street. Visit Teriyaki Madness at Mount Rose Highway in South Virginia, right across from the Summit Reno Shopping Mall. Spread the word. Stop the hanger. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
Coors Light Equity Radio, spot title Made to Chill, 32nd, code number YCPE-0065-000, mixed, 2-18-20.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Top of the fourth, 2-3-4 for the Aces. No score. Kevin DiDomenico with you. Thanks so much for joining us. First pitch drops in a called strike from Jose Rodriguez. His fourth inning of work. Just delivered pitch number 34. The pitch. Broken bat popped up. Left side out of play. New bat coming for Dominic Canzone. All right. Fourth inning. As promised, we've got a trivia for you guys. And what a perfect time to bring it up as Dominic Canzone goes and gets his new bat. All right. The way I think we're going to do this, you can tweet at me at KD05 what you think the answer is, but I'm only going to give you guys, let's say, 4 minutes to give me an answer. So, stand by. This is Arizona Diamondbacks trivia, by the way, for this one. Line shot foul on the 0-2. The Diamondbacks, remember, won the 2001 World Series. How old was the youngest player in that starting lineup? That World Series. Fastball up and inside, ball one. The youngest player in the Diamondbacks starting lineup for the 2001 World Series. You can tweet at me at KD05. The pitch swung on and missed. One away. Canzone down on strikes. He's 0 for 2 today. Here in the top of the fourth, no score. And here's Emmanuel Rivera, the pitch. Off speed in there, knee high, called strike. He grounded into an inning-ending double play in the top of the first. Here's the 0-1. Off-speed swung on and missed. Rivera, his head was looking over the left field wall. It's nothing in two. O-2 pitch, here it is. Off-speed down, one ball, two strikes. Again, you can tweet at me at KDDO5 what you think the answer to our trivia is. How old was the youngest player in the Diamondbacks starting lineup during the 2001 World Series? Fastball up, ball two. That's a fun one. I'll give an answer in the bottom of the fourth, and then we'll do another one in the bottom of the fourth as well. Fastball up and in to Rivera, and all of a sudden the count is full. Three balls, two strikes, one out as Rivera tries to set the table for Seth Beer waiting, who hit a hard hit single to the left side his first time. Rodriguez set. Three balls, two strikes, the pitch. Off speed, called strike three. Rivera knew it. Broke right into the zone, and there's two away. Stepping up to the plate, designated hitter number 28. So here's Seth Beer. Back-to-back strikeouts for Rodriguez, the pitch. Off-speed up. Just about belt high, one ball, no strikes. The 1-0, off-speed down, and it's two balls, no strikes. Roof, roof, bark, bark, that means please take me to the ballpark. Fans, grab your furry friends and head to Greater Nevada Field on April 16th for our first dog day of the 2023 season. First pitch set for 1-0-5. The pitch, inside knee high, but misses too far in toward the lefty Beer, and it's 3-0. Proper vaccination paperwork is required for Dog Day, by the way. Grab your tickets by visiting RenoAces.com. The pitch is inside. What a called strike. 3-1. Here it is. Swing on a line shot, left field, back toward the wall, going back is Shiner. He makes the catch right in front of the warning track. Two extremely hard hit balls to the opposite side for Seth Beer today. That's a good sign for Diamondbacks fans. Bottom of the fourth we go. Rainiers do up. No runs on, no hits for them so far. Stick with us. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium.
Fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
Healthy and delicious eating come together at Salad Works and Fruitables, both under one roof in Longley Town Center. For a healthy boost, try our superfoods in acai bowls, pitaya bowls, smoothies, and more. Come see us at Salad Works and Fruitables, both at one location in Longley Town Center, 5210 Longley Lane in Reno.
We go to the bottom of the fourth. The first pitch swung on and missed by Cesar Hernandez. And it's nothing and one. Slade Ciccone remains on the mound. The 0-1 pitch. Fouled to the screen, the very tip of it, adjacent to the first baseline. It's nothing and two. I'm kind of tiptoeing around this. Just want to say things in the right way. The Rainiers, no runs, no hits. Target up the pitch. So we got a line drive, left center field, and it'll get down for a base hit. I'll take full responsibility for that. The first hit of the night for the Rainiers, it's Cesar Hernandez. It comes in the top of the fourth, or bottom of the fourth, excuse me. But what a start for Slade Ciccone. Retired his first eight batters. And then Wong was caught stealing to end the third. Wong walked to get on. Here's the first pitch. A breaking ball to Deloach. A called strike. Here comes the 0-1. Broken bat, fly ball, lofted out to center field. Hager coming in, sliding. He can't make the catch. It ricochets off of Hager toward left field. But luckily, Castillo is there. And he throws it in. Again, Hager with the lack of experience in center field, but still an athlete. And was able to get to that ball. That's a tough ball to get to regardless. And that should go down as a hit. Still no judgment yet on the scoreboard. And there you go. E8 is what they give Hager in center. First and second, nobody out. Trouble for the Aces. Here's Brian O'Keefe, the pitch. Swinging a high, deep drive out to right center field. Back at the wall, and it is gone. Three-run shot. Brian O'Keefe continues to swing one of the hotter bats in the PCL. Home run number four. O'Keefe has now homered four times in the last three games. The first pitch to Mike Ford, who homered last night, fouls it back away. Nothing and one. Well, he now ties Kevin Smith for the most homers in the league. The pitch. Fastball down, ball number one, one ball, one strike, who tore up Reno. Last series, hit 3-1 game. Here comes the 1-1. Off speed, just misses the bottom of the zone. It's 2-1. Nobody out. 3-0 lead. Tacoma, the pitch. Fouled up and away and out of here. 2-2. Straight back. Ford flew out to center his first time. It's time to give the answer, by the way, to our top of the fourth trivia. I picked this question because it's actually a really interesting answer. And I didn't get it right my first guess. 2-2. Swung on, popped up, foul behind home plate. The youngest player in the starting lineup was 31 years old. The oldest team by player age to win the World Series. Swinging a line drive, dunked into center, and a base hit for Mike Ford. It was several players nearing the age of retirement on that team, and all vets as Shiner will come up. And a meeting at the mound for Slade Ciccone. Sanchez calls it, and the whole infield will come in. Nobody out. And a man on. So the fourth is where Ciccone has faced his trouble. He retired the first eight batters. Cruised through the first three innings, not giving up a hit. And then in the fourth, Hernandez started off with a single. Then an error in center off the bat of Deloach. Then a three-run shot for Brian O'Keefe. And a Mike Ford single is where we're at now. Man on first, nobody out. Shiner waits. Here's the pitch. Off speed. Misses below the zone. One ball, no strikes. We'll make it an easy one for your second trivia. Which Diamondbacks pitcher won four consecutive Cy Young Awards? The 1-0 is outside ball two. You all should know that. Four of them consecutively with the Diamondbacks, 1999 to 2002. The pitch, off speed down, 3-0. He goes right back to the breaking ball as we hit 7 o'clock here Pacific time. On a nice night in Tacoma. Again, crowd isn't as big as last night. They had 5,100 as that one is absolutely blasted to left but foul. We haven't seen a ball explode off a bat like that all season. Again, small sample size, but Shiner. Wow. Jake Shiner, remember, has had success off Ciccone. Hit a hard line out to right, but before that, before this season, 4-for-5 against Slade. Takes a fastball inside, and he walks him. Five-pitch walk, and it's first and second, nobody out. And Ciccone now not able to get an out yet here in the fourth. Brings up Colin Moran, struck out swinging his first time. So offensively, the Aces have had their chances, right? First two runners aboard in the top of the first. Ended up being an inning-ending double play from Emmanuel Rivera. Another inning-ending double play in the second. And then Ali Sanchez was caught stealing after a leadoff walk. The first pitch to Moran is upstairs, ball one. One ball, no strikes to Moran. Ciccone set the pitch. Swinging a high drive to left. Back at the wall. Now goes Castillo. It's gone. Three-run shot for Cullen Moran. And it's 6-0 as things begin to spiral again on game two of the series. Opposite field blast, the first of the year for Moran. He gets RBIs 4, 5, and 6, and it brings up Mason McCoy. On a chilly, overcast night, that will be all for Slade Ciccone. Such a promising start, now gives up 6 in the bottom of the fourth. Pitching change, we remain in the fourth. Stick with us. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. So Ciccone delivers the 2-2, swung on and missed to Mason McCoy. He'll remain in the game. More action, though, in the bullpen. Upon a long meeting there at the mound. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. 6-0 Rainiers lead. McCoy ready. Here's the pitch. Off speed, swung on and missed. And McCoy goes down swinging. He's now 0 for 2. That's out number 1. Of the fourth, it brings up Nick Solak. Struck out swinging his last time. Hitless on the season. Standing up relatively straight. Not much bend in the knees. He takes a breaking ball on the inner half for ball one. See a big leg kick from Nick Solak. Ready for the 1-0. The pitch. Check swing. Fastball up. Went all the way around. And it's 1-1. Naperville, Illinois native. He's one of two Naperville guys to reach the show. The 1-1 is in there knee high. Called strike. 1-2. Jerry Hairston Jr. is the other one. That should have been the trivia. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. On a fastball way upstairs. Boy, Solak eager there. He goes down swinging again. It'll be Kian Wong now, who walked his first time, and everyone will come to the plate for Tacoma in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Off speed, outside, ball one. Similar to the fourth inning just a night ago here in Tacoma. The 1-0. Swing and a foul tip off the glove of Sanchez. Tacoma put up 6 runs in the fourth last night. And 3 more in the fifth. Coming into this evening, the Rainiers scored 40 runs in 4 games, leading all of AAA in OBP. A fastball misses inside for ball two. At 466, thanks to, how about this, 37 walks drawn. Here comes the 2-1. Breaking ball outside corner, fantastic pitch. But it's ball three, nice layoff from Kian Wong. Ciccone trying to get out of this one. Nice bounce back after the 3-run shot from Moran. The pitch takes a fastball outer half for ball four. 5-pitch walk, walk number 3 of the evening for Slade Ciccone. And it brings up Cesar Hernandez, singled his last time to start off the fourth. He'll come up once again here in the fourth, and Blake Lally will make a pitching change. Get to the final line of Slade Ciccone when we come back. 6-0 Rainiers lead in the bottom of the fourth.
A recent hanger epidemic has affected Reno. Symptoms include hanger pains, intense eye rolling, and becoming a complete jerk, Brian. We're looking at you. The best treatment is Teriyaki Madness, with a huge variety of bowls, including MSG-free, fresh ingredients. Everything is made to order, and none of it is scraped from the pan like some panda hustlers down the street. Visit Teriyaki Madness at Mount Rose Highway in South Virginia, right across from the Summit Reno Shopping Mall. Spread the word. Stop the hanger. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni, now with 2 locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Tyler Gilbert is the new pitcher for the Reno Aces as Cesar Hernandez steps in, back of the box, man on, 2 out. Kicking the pitch. Swinging a hard hit, ground ball, pull side, glove by Evans, throw to second in time. 1 pitch, 1 out for Tyler Gilbert, and the inning is over. 6 runs on 5 hits, the Rainiers highlighted by a couple of 3-run shots by Brian O'Keefe, and Colin Moran will head to the fifth. 6-0, Rainiers lead it. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium.
Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, Do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
It's the top of the fifth inning here from Tacoma, Washington. 6-0 the score. Rainiers lead it after a 6-run fourth. 3-run homer for Brian O'Keefe, 3-run homer for Colin Moran. O'Keefe leads the PCL in home runs, or tied with Kevin Smith now. And we'll give you the final line here for Slade Ciccone. 3 2/3 innings pitched, 5 hits, 6 runs, all of them earned, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts, and 2 home runs. It was the 2 home runs that hurt him. He was as solid as it gets aside from that. And Fred Villarreal will come in to pitch now for Tacoma. So the day for Jose Rodriguez is done. And the first pitch to Diego Castillo is in there, called strike. He went 4 innings, gave up 3 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Got out of some jams in the first 2 innings, but was efficient. As a fastball misses bottom of the zone, 2 balls and a strike. Well, for Tacoma, starting pitchers on Tuesday and Wednesday, so last night and tonight, have combined to go 9 innings of scoreless baseball as Diego Castillo swings a hot bat into right field for a base hit. Hit number 4 for the Aces. And Castillo is aboard to lead off the 5th. So now in 4 out of 5 innings... the Aces have had their leadoff hitter aboard. And here's Blaze Alexander, grounded into a double play his last time. Pretty straight-up stance in the right-handed batter's box. The Aureal set kicks fires. A fastball is in there, a called strike. Every Sunday is Family Sunday at Greater Nevada Field, presented by Sunny 106.9 FM. Enjoy $1 hot dogs throughout the game and be sure to wear red. 0-1 is a breaking ball low and almost hits the dirt. It's a ball and a strike. The Aces will be taking the field in their Red City Pride uniforms. Then stick around after the game. Kids Run the Bases, presented by RC Willie. Get your tickets by visiting renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. A breaking ball is popped up, foul ground and out of play, ultimately out of the stadium. And some of the more empty sections here at Shaney Stadium, you'll see, looks like some kids playing tag. It's up in section N above the, all the way above the Aces dugout. Fouled back around section N and out of play and out of the stadium. Good crowd of Tacoma faithful on hand tonight, 7:15 Pacific. Here comes the 1-2. That's inside, ball two. Rain in the forecast, it seemed like maybe tonight. Overcast here in Tacoma, but definitely tomorrow and the next day. We'll see how that plays out. The pitch. Skied, foul ground once again, giving chases Solak toward the wall, and it's in to the Aces' bullpen, which is down the right field line. and runs all the way to the wall. Take me back to the days when the bullpen was on the field. They had that in Chicago pretty recently, actually. The 2-2. Fastball inside. A couple of minor league parks still have them. Three balls, two strikes. We'll go full. The pitch. Runner going. Hit and run on. It's popped up foul. And out of play first base side. Off the bat of Blaze Alexander, who continues to fight on a 3-2 count. About to see pitch number 8 of the at-bat. We'll see if Castillo takes off again. Top of the fifth inning. Tacoma leads at 6-0. He will. The pitch swung on and fouled away. And the battle continues. So it's 7:17 right now. Potential rain coming at 7:45. Prior to the bottom of the fourth, we were cruising through this one, held up by a couple of three-run blasts. The payoff pitch, runner going on a fastball up, and the throw won't matter. He walked him. First and second, nobody out for Reno. As Ali Sanchez will step in. So, by the way, the answer to the trivia I gave in the bottom of the fourth inning, the answer is Randy Johnson. The pitch is skied foul, out of play. Cy Young Award winner from 1999 to 2002. No balls and a strike. First and second, nobody out. Here's Ali Sanchez, who walked his first time in the second, but then was caught stealing. The pitch. Popped up foul ground. This one's going to be close. Over toward the line goes Ford. He is able to make the catch for out number one in foul ground.
Center fielder, Jake Hager.
And it brings up the nine hitter, Jake Hager, popped up to the second base side his first time. Take a look at a couple of former aces in the show for the D-backs right now. First, let's eye Jake McCarthy, who offensively is 3-for-16 to start for Arizona. Here's Jake Hager, the pitch. It's upstairs, ball one. Two runs scored, an RBI. He snagged a couple of bags. But made a fantastic catch yesterday, running into the wall that was all over the social media. The 1-0 is grounded to the second baseman, Wong, to second for one. To first is in time. The third inning-ending double play for the Aces today. It's been a killer. Another hard-hit ball. And the first two base runners erased again. We're halfway through it. Bottom of the fifth we go. 6-0. Rainiers lead it. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouthwatering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
Healthy and delicious eating come together at Saladworks and Fruitables, both under one roof in Longley Town Center. For a healthy boost, try our superfoods in acai bowls, pitaya bowls, smoothies, and more. Come see us at Saladworks and Fruitables, both at one location in Longley Town Center, 5210 Longley Lane in Reno.
Fans, don't miss Tuesdays at Greater Nevada Field when the Aces celebrate Taco Tuesday, presented by Join INC and Alice 96.5 with two street tacos for just $6. Want to wash it down with a cold beverage? Add a beer with your tacos for just $10. Tickets are available at renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. First pitch swinging Zach Deloach, and he fouls it away. On a couple of hops to the Aces dugout, another guy we're going to look at, Dre Jameson, who did get called up during Reno's season last year, but made the team, made the opening day roster, as another one's fouled back, this time to the screen. It's nothing and two. Jameson, 25 years of age, made that opening day roster and has been super successful out of the bullpen. Didn't get that number five spot. That was for Ryan Nelson, but Jameson, super effective for the D-backs to start the season. Another one fouled back off the bat of Deloach. Nothing and two remains. 6-0 your score, by the way. Thanks so much for tuning in. Kevin DiDomenico with you in Tacoma for game two of a six-game set. The Rainiers on top once again here in game two. Fastball away. One ball, two strikes from Tyler Gilbert. Jameson's numbers look like this. He's 1-0 with a 3.00 ERA in two appearances. Ground ball dribbled to the second baseman. Kennedy throw to first. One away. And it brings up Ryan O'Keefe. That's in two appearances, by the way, for Jameson. He came in, buckled down against the Dodgers, gave up just one run in four innings of work. That's two hits, though. Three walks, five strikeouts, and 66 pitches. First pitch fastball, belt high for ball one. His next appearance against the Padres. These are two really good lineups, guys, too. He went two innings, gave up three hits, a run. 1-0. To the screen again off the bat of O'Keefe. 1-1. That was a 38-pitch effort. You talk about guys being a bulldog on the mound and getting the job done. Dre Jameson, one of them. 1-1. Outside ball two. Fastball it to 98 miles an hour. He is wearing number 99 with Arizona. Maybe a bit of a statement from the 25-year-old. The pitch. Outside ball three. Tyler Gilbert trying to keep it at a 6-run advantage for Tacoma. Pitch. Line shot foul. Pull side down the third baseline. Ready for the payoff pitch. He winds and fires. Ground ball hit hard. Base hit past the diving Rivera at first. And Brian O'Keefe, geez, above 500 now on the season. He's 2-for-3 today. And, wow, I believe he's 9-for-17 on the season. And here's Mike Ford. Yeah, this 3-4 for the Rainiers has been trouble for the Aces. O'Keefe and Ford. And now Moran had the 3-run shot today. Line shot foul almost into the booth. Just a couple inches to the right. Got the perfect bounce. Almost got a Mike Ford souvenir. Instead, more deserving to the nice couple in front of the booth here in Tacoma. The pitch. Fouled up and away. This is into the Summit Club, but bounces away. And now all the way back down. And caught by a fan. In section 111. Back-to-back thrillers of foul balls off the bat of Mike Ford. And it's nothing in two. Much to the delight of Tyler Gilbert. The pitch. Breaking ball called strike three. And Ford knew it, was walking back to the dugout before Jose Navas made the call. There's two away in the fifth. So here's Jake Schiner. 6-run advantage. Boy, he wishes Slade Ciccone was still in the game. Hit that line shot off of him. That was caught by Canzone and Wright. First pitch called strike. And it was 4-for-5 with a homer against Ciccone coming into this one. Gilbert set for the 0-1. They kick the pitch. Outside corner and a good one. A called strike on a fastball at 87. Last year, Jake Schiner played in 127 games in AA Arkansas in the Texas League. Great breaking ball taken by Schiner. It's 1-2. Had 105 RBIs. It was a career high just a year ago. Schiner waits the pitch. Another breaking ball. Gets a piece of this one. Dribbles it over to his own dugout. 1-2 remains. Boy, a scent of funnel cakes just came into the booth here. All sorts of interesting foods here at Cheney Stadium. Gilbert set at the letters. Rocks a bit. The pitch. Fouls one right behind him. Takes a couple of bounces in front of Sanchez. One ball, two strikes. Bottom of the fifth inning, 6-0. Rainiers lead. The pitch. Got him swinging on a fastball up. Aces pitchers have been able to strike out these Tacoma hitters. But again, 2 3-run homers are the difference. It's 6-0. We head to the sixth right here from Cheney Stadium.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with 2 locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
Aceball fans, join us on April 13th for the first Thirsty Thursday of the season, presented by Coors Light and Cable 98.1 FM. Enjoy an ice-cold Coors Light draft for just $2 and get your tickets today by visiting renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. And the first pitch is a breaking ball away. Ball one. It's to Buddy Kennedy who leads it off. 1-2-3 for the Aces in the sixth. The pitch. In there, called strike. Villarreal remains the pitcher for Tacoma. Just delivered pitches number 19 and 20. Now set. The pitch. Fouled up and away. Kennedy early on the breaking ball. It's 1-2. Buddy has reached twice. A double in the first. On the first pitch of the game, and walked in the third. He's 5-for-8 this season. It's good for 625. Swung on and ripped into right center field, and it'll get down. Deloach went for it, and it hit off his glove. And it's a base hit for Buddy Kennedy. To lead off the sixth, Kennedy 2 for 2 and reached all 3 times. Here's Philip Evans. By the way, an update on the scoring. Deloach, who, if you remember, back in the fourth, hit a ball out to Jake Hager that Hager dove for and was initially ruled an error, has now been changed to a hit. The pitch is high at the eyes of Philip Evans, ball one. And so the Rainiers now have 6 hits on 6 runs. Just if you are all are following along, scoring at home. 1-0. Off-speed, a called strike. If you have other opinions, you don't have to change it. Just the official scoring here. The 1-1 pitch is laced foul. Down the first baseline, 1-2. Time called by Philip Evans for the 1-2 count. Evans in his first year with the club. Leads AAA in runs. He's 6th in batting average at .538. He's coming into this game, of course. 1-2. Lace foul once again into section P. Up the first baseline. No one's anywhere close to that foul ball, and fans come running over and retrieve. Evans, a few waves of the bat. Now he's ready. Open stance from the right side. The pitch. Hacks at a fastball way upstairs and fouls it away. Evans is also 8th in OBP in all of AAA. Right there with Diego Castillo is some of the hottest hitters in the league. Line drive, gloved by McCoy. The throw to second for one. Throw to first is in time. McCoy got it off a hop at shortstop. And an extremely hard hit ball. And that's double play number 4 that Reno has grounded into. And chalk it up to just bad luck. These are hard hit balls, guys, that Reno is smacking at the middle infielders for Tacoma. And there's 2 outs in the 6th. Here's Dominic Canzone. The pitch up and away. Ball one. Canzone popped out his first time. Struck out swinging in the fourth. An off-speed pitch is outside at the knees. It's 2-0. 2 outs, top of the 6th, 6-0. Rainiers lead. The kick and the pitch. In there, called strike. 79 on the breaker. Wind gusting out to center. It's relaxed a bit since the beginning of the game. 2-1. Up and away, Belta is. We go to 3-1. It's now at probably about 5 miles per hour, blowing out to center field, straight up defense against Dominic Canzone. Target inside. Here's the pitch. It is low and outside for ball 4. 5 pitch walk for Fred Villarreal. And here's Emmanuel Rivera. 0-for-2 today. Inning ending double play in the first. Struck out looking in the fourth. He's 4-for-14 on the season. Waits and swings. First pitch pops it up to right field. Solak is there. Takes a few steps in. Now halts. Makes the catch. The side is retired. Aces go down in 4. We head to the bottom of the 6th inning. 6-0. Rainiers lead it. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Reno Aces Baseball is brought to you by your friends at Greater Nevada. How can we help you live greater? You want to win Aces prizes, play trivia, participate in surveys, and more? Visit renoaces.com and click Win Prizes and More in the site navigation to get started. The first pitch of the bottom of the sixth is inside to Colin Moran, who has three RBIs today on a three-run homer. It'll be 6-7-8 in the sixth, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ready for the 1-1. Comes up hacking and empty. Moran struck out swinging in his first at-bat, but connected on that deep fly on opposite field. Blast for Colin. He's 4 for 12 on the season with 6 runs batted in. Had a 1 for 4 night last night. One ball, two strikes. Gilbert into the wind. He fires. Called strike 3 on the inner half. And there's one out. Aces fans, you can stay up to date with everything Ace Ball by texting Aces to 21003 today. Be the first to know when specialty theme nights drop and for any future promotion. Here's Mason McCoy. Fans, we're also going to have the Aces Loaded podcast dropping with Jake Hager. That'll be episode 2. McCoy takes a fastball up and away. One ball, no strikes. Come out early next week. Here comes the 1-0. Inside at 86. It's two balls and no strikes to McCoy. The 2-0. Fastball misses 3-0. Take a look around the league as well, around the PCL. First, in the top of the third, we go to Texas. Sugar Land and Round Rock knotted up at 1. Both those teams 2-2. In the PCL East, no one below 500 in the PCL East. Next one, get me over. Fastball outside corner, a called strike. At the knees, it's 3-2. So Round Rock and Sugar Land knotted at 1. The 3-1 is ripped into right center field. Hager on his horse. Back at the track. He cannot make the catch. Past the outstretched glove. It's a stand-up double. One out double for Mason McCoy. Salt Lake and Albuquerque in the top of the ninth. That's in Albuquerque. Salt Lake leading 3-2. Albuquerque 3-1 atop the PCL East. And Salt Lake looking for win number 3. They're 2-2 in the PCL West and looking to jump over Reno. Of course, if this score holds. Solak is the hitter. He struck out twice. And now we have a stoppage here. Jose Navas comes out, has a quick word with Tyler Gilbert, then retreats to behind home plate. One out, bottom of the sixth inning. 6-0 Rainiers lead it. 6 runs on 7 hits, 2 big flies, 2 big 3-run homers are the difference. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside ball number 1. Sacramento leading El Paso 5-1. That's in the top of the fourth. They're looking for their second win, just a game back in the PCL West is Sacramento. Would go a long way. 1-0. Fastball up and away, same spot, 2-0. We know the bullpen has had struggles at times this season. Important to not let this one get away from Marino as it did yesterday. Very much within striking distance, considering the opportunities that they've had. The 2-0, up and outside, similar spot, 3 balls, no strikes. Oklahoma City leads Las Vegas 2-1. That's in the top of the third. Early going there, they try to improve to 4-1. Vegas tries to avoid their fourth loss. Low and away, and that's ball 4. Solak walks. He's aboard for the first time this evening. It's first and second, one out. And here's Kian Wong, who has walked a couple of times today. And his lone two at-bats. The lefty stands in open stance. First pitch comes up hacking. Laces one into right field, a base hit. More runs coming from Tacoma. McCoy is waved around. He'll score. All the way to third goes Solak. It's an RBI single from Kian Wong. And it's 7-0 Tacoma. Turns the lineup over for Cesar Hernandez. And, in the Reno bullpen, no one getting up and warm. Not even a light toss or a stretch. Time called by Cesar Hernandez. There's actually going to be a pitch clock violation against Cesar Hernandez. He didn't get in the box quick enough, and it starts 0-1. The pitch, a fastball on the outside corner at the knees. It's quickly 0-2, and now Cesar Hernandez has to battle back. He batted twice in the fourth. He's 1-for-3 today. 821 OPS on the season, singled in the fourth. His lone hit, the 0-2. Laces one down the left field line, a fair ball. It'll score one. Solak comes home. Wong halted at third. It's an RBI double for Cesar Hernandez. And the hit parade rolls on in the sixth. It's 8-0. And so here's Zach DeLoach. That will lead to a meeting at the mound. Ali Sanchez comes to have a word. Now Blaze Alexander meets at the mound. Evans will come in, and now the whole infield. Along with pitching coach, I think that's Jeff Baggianero came out. So Baggianero and Doug Drabek kind of alternate that role. And I will say, Baggianero, when he's wearing the same thing as Blake Lolly, they look a lot alike. From our vantage point, at least, in Tacoma. Of course, in Reno, we're much closer, and you can tell the difference. But sometimes it looks like a pitching change when Baggianero comes out. Yandel Gustave is getting loose in the bullpen for Reno. The first pitch is a breaking ball on the inner half. It's ball one. Infield comes in for the Aces with runners on second and third. Lefty-lefty matchup. Here comes the 1-0. Got him swinging on a fastball down and away. It's a ball and a strike. Infield in. The middle is playing even with the bag. And even Buddy Kennedy probably a little bit behind the bag at second, trusting that arm. Here's the 1-1 is lace foul up and out of here. Went off speed there. Well, the Rainiers have no doubt gotten these eight runs via hits, especially here in the sixth, but the walks have once again hurt Reno. Five walks to show. The 1-2 line drive up the middle, a base hit. One run comes home. Hernandez is in. The throw home is, it halts Hernandez over at third. Wong comes in, and it's 9-0 in the sixth. So, DeLoach, an RBI single, advanced to second on the throw that came all the way home from Hager in center, And a 9-0 advantage now for the Rainiers. It looks like we'll draw a pitching change. So Tyler Gilbert's day is done with one out in the bottom of the sixth. We'll see a new pitcher. Stick with us. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. With runners on second and third in the bottom of the sixth, Yandel Gustave, the new pitcher. He'll face O'Keefe. The first pitch is a fastball down, ball one. Brian O'Keefe, 2-for-3, the three-run shot in the fourth. In the fifth, had the single. He's 2-for-3 on the day, of course, but 9-for-15 on the season. The pitch throws the hands at a breaking ball, but doesn't go, and it misses inside. 2-0. Yandel Gustave, the 30-year-old righty. The pitch. Low and outside, 3-0. Sinker slider guy. Sinker at 96, the slider at 86. He's behind 3-0. Again, the walks have hurt the Aces. All night, the pitch. Fastball, belt high, he walked him on four pitches. And O'Keefe is aboard for the third time today. And here's Mike Ford, struck out his last time in the fifth. And it looks as if, once again, for the second time today, the whole Rainier batting order will come to the plate in an inning. Fastball outside, 94. 1-0 to Ford. 1-for-3, the single in the fourth. Strikeout in the fifth, a flyout in the second. Gustave set to the belt. Bases loaded, the pitch. Outside corner in a called strike. 0 stance for Mike Ford. Hitting 391 on the season. Gustave delivers. Outside ball two. And he falls behind Mike Ford. Straight up defense. The infield not in with one out and the bases loaded for Reno. And that's at this point. They just want to get an out. Down 9-0 again. The pitch. Skies one left side. Going to be a tough play toward the line. Everyone converging. And Phillip Evans can't make the play over his shoulder. The throw home, not in time. One run comes home to score. It's Hernandez that's plated. And a four-run sixth leads to a 10-run advantage for the Rainiers. Mike Ford finds some open grass down the left field line. And with one out, the line keeps moving to Jake Shiner. Shiner walked his last time. Line out to right. In the second, he's got the bases loaded again. The pitch, check swing off the bat of Shiner. And it's foul right in front of the plate. Looked like it hit Jake. Chalk a lot of this up to, candidly, bad luck for Reno. They've hit into four double plays, two of them inning-ending. Hard hit balls right at infielders, and then right there. So we're going to ground ball left side. Maybe some luck headed their way. Evans to second for one, to first in time. Inning-ending double play. And the Aces are out of it. Not before the damage is done. The Rainiers get four more in the sixth. 10 runs on 11 hits for Tacoma. They continue to roll. We'll head to the seventh. You're listening to Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. To the seventh we go, 10-0. Rainiers lead the Aces. In the top of the seventh, Seth Beer will come to the plate. It'll be Beer, Castillo, and Alexander Farino in the seventh. The lefty stands in, but not before Jose Navas will stop the game again. Walks over to the Reno dugout. And now having a quick word with Beer. Now we'll stand behind the plate. The pitch to Beer is an off-speed at 79, coming back inside to the big lefty. First-round selection out of Clemson. Pitch. Foul ball, first base side. Takes a sideways hop. The section right in front of the booth. And the count is 1-1. Set for the 1-1. Kick in the pitch. Up and away, ball two. So Seth Beer picked 28th overall in 2018. He's a Maryville, Illinois native. You know, we talked about this on opening day, but this is actually a cool story. He set national records in the 50-meter and 100-meter backstroke as he skies one foul, third base side. In the 11 and 12 age group. He walked away from swimming at age 13, and his records were ultimately broken by Ryan Murphy, who ended up winning three gold medals in the same event with Brazil. A fastball taken outside by Seth Beer, and it's 3-2. I mean, that's a pretty cool story. So the 6'3 lefty could probably still do some damage in the pool. Swings and misses at a breaking ball, and he strikes out one away. Here's Diego Castillo. 1 out in the top of the seventh, 10-0 Rainiers lead. 6 in the fourth and 4 in the sixth. Takes a strike down the middle, a breaking ball. Fred Villarreal remains in the game. This is his third inning of work. And pitch number 39 coming from the righty. Here it is. Fouls one first base side into section M. A similar story to last night, just two big innings. The true difference. Pitch, lunging on a breaking ball, skies one into shallow right, going to be a tough play, back on it goes Ford, he makes the catch over the shoulder. Very similar play to a ball that Ford reached on in the bottom of the sixth, but he's able to make the play, and there's two outs. And here's Blaze Alexander coming to the plate. Blaze walked his last time. He grounded out into a double play in the second. The pitch. Takes a fastball inner half. Ball one. Blaze out of Cape Coral, Florida. The shortstop from IMG Academy swings through an off-speed pitch. It's a ball and a strike. Hit 301 last year with 18 doubles, 20 homers. With rookie ball, double A, and triple A. Swings through another fastball. It's 1-2. Hit 235 in spring training with 4 runs batted in. He's another one of those guys that was committed to play at USC before getting drafted in the 11th round. Here comes the 1-2. Taken inner half. For ball two. His strikeout rate high at times, 32.4%, but a guy with a whole lot of upside. Swinging a foul back up into section L. Dug outside for the Aces. 10-0 Rainiers lead. Aces have 5 hits, nothing to show for it. The pitch, nubbed over foul to the Aces dugout. Well, fans, will be in action once again tomorrow. First pitch at 7:05 Pacific, 10:05 Eastern. Line drive, base hit to left. Off the bat of Blaze Alexander on the 2-2 pitch. One on, two out. For Ali Sanchez. And so Alexander rips one into left. That's his third hit of the season. Now 3-for-10, a couple of runs scored, a run batted in. The pitch to Sanchez is low and outside, ball one. Ali, 26 years of age. Open stance for number 13, the pitch. Off speed inside, it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Cool story, Ali actually learned English in order to communicate with his pitching staff better. English, by the way, one of the hardest languages to learn, and to be able to do that, a lot of guys will use a translator a lot of the time, but Ali Sanchez committed to learning the language, and it's helped him move up through different organizations. He originally was signed by the Mets in 2013 to play shortstop. Quick meeting at the mound, by the way, for Tacoma. But he was converted to a catcher. And hit 262 at AAA last year with St. Louis and Detroit. 743 OPS with 20 extra base hits. This year has had a solid start. Remember, small sample size, but from just the one game he played it on Saturday, it was 4-for-5. The pitch swings through 84 down the middle, and it's 2-1. Today he's 1-for-2, popped out in the fifth, walked, and then was caught stealing in the second. Two balls, one strike to Ali Sanchez. The pitch on the outside corner, called strike, slider at the knees. The real set. Long wait with 5 seconds on the pitch clock. Now 3, the pitch. High chopper, pull side, charging McCoy. Gloves, throws on the run, and the side is retired. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Time to stretch. Huge lead once again for Tacoma. It's the Rainiers 10, and the Aces nothing. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Bottom of the seventh inning from Tacoma. Kevin DiDomenico with you. Thanks so much for joining us, spending your Wednesday evening with me here in Tacoma, wherever you may be, 8.06 p.m. Pacific, just past 11 Eastern. Pitch to Colin Moran, a fastball at 92, below the knees, ball one. Yandel Gustave remains the pitcher. He got a couple of outs in the sixth. The pitch delivers a fastball over the outer half, but not over the plate, it seems. 2-0.
Attendance for 2,187
is the attendance tonight at Cheney Stadium. The next one is down and away. It's 3-0. Well, other affiliates, other minor league baseball teams all around the country, their first pitch tomorrow, including down in Amarillo, the AA affiliate of Arizona. Next one is in there, a called strike. 3-1. They open at 6:35 Central tomorrow. 3-game set at Frisco, the Rough Riders. 3-1 is skied foul above us here in the booth. And, geez, that team is going to have a whole lot of talent as well. Jordan Lawler, one of those guys who is going to start his season in Double A. Remember, he's coming off a tear of the labrum. One's ripped into right, a base hit, and hit so hard Canzone just got down on a knee and knocked it down. Off the bat of Colin Moran, who's had a nice day for himself, the second hit of the day. But by the end of the year last year, battling back from that shoulder injury he suffered in 2021, he jumped all the way to Double A by the end of the year. He hit a combined 303. He slashed 303, 401, 509 with 16 big flies. First pitch down, ball one to McCoy. And this is one of the more impressive stats in all that. 39 stolen bases in 100 games across four levels. And this is all as a teenager, 19 years of age. Pitch. Inside at the knees. Too far inside, ball two. Was promoted to high A early in the season, posted an 862 OPS in 30 games. The next one misses high. It's 3-0. He finished the season in Double A, of course, had a 652 OPS in 20 games, and just an explosive talent is the way he's been described so many times to me. Dominated the Arizona Fall League, not to mention hitting 278, slashing 278, 469, 528. Four-pitch walk to Mason McCoy. First and second, nobody out. Bottom of the seventh, single and a walk to start. Reno has now issued six walks. The next one in there, called strike. This is to Nick Solak, who walked his last time, struck out swinging his first two. Here's the pitch. Lunging at a breaking ball, skies it foul ground and out of play. First base side. No balls, two strikes to Solak. Lollard, by the way, described as one of those five-tool guys. He can hit for power. He can run, has that arm, and can field. All above average or very good. The pitch, low ball two, two balls and two strikes. Misevich getting warm in the Aces bullpen. The lefty who is just acquired from St. Louis for cash considerations a couple of days ago. The 2-2, low and outside, ball three. Lawler, one of the top prospects starting his season soon. The other one, maybe one of the more highly touted guys in all of baseball in terms of prospects, Drew Jones, 3-2. He'll start in Visalia. Solak goes down swinging. Had a slider down and away. Nice pitch from Gustave and a nice response from the walk to McCoy. Solak down swinging for the third time today. And here's Kian Wong, who's reached all three times. He's walked twice and had an RBI single in the sixth. Drew Jones, fresh off of a single against Shohei Ohtani, which he put out on his social media. Kind of went viral as well. Swinging a ground ball, pull side. Rivera gloves, backhand throw to second for one. Blaze Alexander, no time to get the speedy Wong at first. But they get the lead runner, two away. So it'll be a fielder's choice, 3-6. And Here's Cesar Hernandez. Drew Jones missed time last summer and the fall when he suffered a shoulder injury during batting practice just 3 days after signing with the Diamondbacks. Pitch. Hard hit ground ball down the third baseline. Fair. Moran will trot home. That's the 11th run. Hernandez will have an RBI double. And to third goes Wong. Cesar Hernandez, his third hit of the day. His second RBI. His second RBI double at that. Back-to-back innings for Cesar Hernandez. And here's Zach DeLoach. And we'll see. That may be it for Yandel Gustave. It will be. Misevich will come in. 11-0 the score, bottom of the seventh inning with two outs. We'll take a break. Stick with us. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Every Sunday is Family Sunday at Greater Nevada Field, presented by Sunny 106.9 FM. Enjoy $1 hot dogs throughout the game, and be sure to wear red as the Aces will be taking the field in their red City Pride BLC uniforms. Then stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases, presented by RC Willie. Get your tickets today by visiting renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. Misevich, the new pitcher. He gets to Loach swinging, first pitch at a breaking ball down and away. Anthony, a 18th round selection by the Mariners in 2015. The pitch, same pitch taken this time by DeLoach. He played in Tacoma last year, pitched in 13 games, 12 and a third innings pitched. Gave up 5 earned runs. Struck out 13, walked 6. The pitch. Outside, ball 2. Misevich, 28 years of age, went to Michigan State. Was a two-sport athlete in high school. He delivers a fastball outer edge, misses 3-1. Played quarterback and was the team captain. And on the mound, established the single-season school record with 126 strikeouts. Called strike on a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Threw a no-hitter in high school as well. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Deloach down swinging on a breaking ball down and away. 11-0 the score. The Rainiers get another in the seventh. We'll head to the eighth. Aces two up, looking to get on the board. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Top of the eighth inning. Jake Hager will lead things off for Reno. It'll be 9-1-2 for the Aces. They trail it by 11. Hager 0-for-2 today. Justin Topa, the new pitcher for Tacoma, delivers first pitch outside ball. Topa set the pitch. Hager takes on a fastball way too far up. Topa was traded to Seattle by Milwaukee back in early January of this year. For Joseph Hernandez, set at the letters, the pitch. Hager skies it. Middle of the infield, shallow outfield now, and Wong is there to make the catch. At second, one away. Hager 0-for-3 today. Takes us to Buddy Kennedy at the top of the lineup, who's been a bright spot offensively just about every game he's played in. Leadoff double today in the first. Looked promising for Reno. They got those first two guys on. Again, the story offensively, opportunities squandered, especially in those first three innings. A couple of inning double plays. Eli Sanchez caught stealing in the third. First pitch low and away to Buddy Kennedy. Another double play by Phillip Evans in the sixth. Same pitch, that slider misses from Topa. It's 2-0, so things not rolling Reno's way tonight. Of course, another great job by Tacoma offensively. This time 13 hits for their 11 runs. Fastball inside at 93. It's 3-0. But last night, remember, the 12 runs on 4 hits. The walks hurt the Aces again tonight. 3-0 is in there, inside corner, called strike to Buddy Kennedy. The pitch, throws the hands, doesn't go. It's a called strike anyway. So Justin Topa has Kennedy 3-2. 6 on the clock. He delivers. Check swing on a pitch down and away, a slider, and he threw the bat. Didn't let anyone make a decision there. He walks. Of course, didn't go all the way around. It brings up Phillip Evans with one away. Here in the top of the eighth, 11-0. The Rainiers lead these two teams in action once again tomorrow. Thursday for a 7:05 first pitch Pacific. Tommy Henry gets the start for the Aces. Comes in with a 7.20 ERA. Was the opening day starter. The 1-0. Runner going on a fastball inside. Kennedy stole the base, but indifference. Yep, it's going to be indifference is the call. So not a stolen base for Buddy Kennedy. And it's 2-0 here to Phillip Evans. Buddy Kennedy approaching his 400th minor league game. That will be the next game he plays in. .281 average in that span. 414 hits. And the way he's hit so far, especially in spring training, deserves a call rather soon. Slow roller, pull side. Going to be a tough play. Off the mound goes Topa. What a play. Bare hands and throws to first in time to retire Evans for out number two. Got off the mound in a hurry. Kind of a swinging bunt up the third baseline. And Canzone will come up with Kennedy on third and two away. So right now Tacoma just trying to preserve the shutout on 11-0 lead. The pitch. Canzone takes a fastball inside. Ball one. Topa set and steps off. He runs at Buddy Kennedy.
who had a massive lead off third. But Cesar Hernandez is playing so far off the bag in between second and third that there's not much of a play there unless Topa tried to take it all the way himself. Here comes the 1-0. Slider inside. He's trying to keep the runner Kennedy at bay at third, but I mean, how much does he matter aside from trying to steal home, which why would Buddy Kennedy do that in an 11-0 game? He has a massive lead, granted, but next one is in there, called strike on 2-0, especially on a 2-0 count. You got to assume Buddy Kennedy isn't going anywhere with two outs. Target inside the pitch. Ground ball hit pull side, backhanded by Ford off his glove, has to regroup and throws to first in time to the covering Topa for out number three. Bottom of the eighth, 11-0, Rainiers lead. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Aces fans, join us on April 13th for the first Thirsty Thursday of the season, presented by Coors Light and Cable 98.1. Enjoy an ice-cold Coors Light draft for just $2. The pitch. Off-speed pitch, low and inside. The first pitch of the bottom of the eighth is ball one to Brian O'Keefe. You can get your tickets today by visiting RenoAces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. Another off-speed, low and inside. It's 2-0. Masevich still on the mound for the Aces. Waits for the 2-0 the pitch. Got him swinging on a fastball. Well, like tonight, the Aces bullpen has candidly struggled, especially through the first or last three games. Line shot foul pole side, 2-2. On the third baseline. Through four games, of course, that's coming into tonight. They have the highest reliever ERA in AAA at 12.10. Next one is low and inside. It's 3-2. Taylor Saucedo will be responsible for the ninth, it seems, for Tacoma. Another breaking ball that O'Keefe takes. He's aboard once again. And he walks for the second time today, on board for the fourth time today. And it brings up Mike Ford. Masevich set the pitch. Outside, ball one. So how about that? The next closest in terms of reliever ERA is Worcester with 8.16 reliever ERA. in AAA, of course. The 1-0 is bounced in there. It's two balls and no strikes. And not that the stuff has been bad. They haven't been hit a ton, but it has been the walks that has troubled the relief pitchers for Reno. Two balls, no strikes to Mike Ford. It looks like, if you look into the lights here at Cheney Stadium, snow coming down. Just a light snow. Here's the 2-0. It's high ball three. And so we see it late here from Misevich. He starts O'Keefe with a walk, and now behind 3-0 to Ford, the pitch. Swinging a high, towering drive to left. Back at the wall, it sends Castillo. It's high off the wall. Luckily, Foligno stays in the park. The throw to second, and safe is the call. Mike Ford, a hustle double. After Castillo played it well off the wall, second and third, nobody out. And here's Jake Shiner. Aces fans, remember, today's broadcast is brought to you by your friends at Greater Nevada. How can we help you live greater? Second and third, nobody out. Rainiers have scored in the last two innings, four in the sixth, one in the seventh. The big one, a six spot in the fourth. Here's the pitch to Shiner. Swings and misses at 89. Down the middle. Last year, the Aces were fantastic on the road. They went 45-30 and pitched well, 4.64 ERA. That's all things considered pitching in the PCL. The 0-1 is inside, ball one. And so, by the way, correction, this is Buddy Kennedy's 400th minor league game he's played in, and congratulations to him. What a career so far, and a lot more work to be done. Here's the 1-1. It's laced down the left field line, a base hit. It'll score at least one. Ford is halted at third, and O'Keefe comes home to score. It's 12-0 here in the eighth. And just not the bounce-back performance Reno wanted or was able to get tonight. A 12-5 loss last night, and the silver lining last night, right, is that late they scored five runs in the last few innings. And tonight, nothing to show for it. Again, they had the opportunities, but held to six hits, grounded into a few key double plays. And that's where they land tonight. The pitch. Swings and misses. At an off-speed pitch away. Colin Moran is the hitter. He's had a solid day, a couple of hits. One of them a three-run blast to the opposite field. That one misses down. It's 2-1. Aces fans, you can win prizes, play trivia, and participate in surveys if you visit renoaces.com and click Win Prizes and More in the site navigation to get started. You can also stay up to date with everything Ace Ball by texting Aces to 21003 as the 1-1 is chopped foul up the first baseline. It's 1-2. You can be the first to know when specialty theme nights drop for any future promotions. This is a lefty-lefty matchup. Misevich to Moran. One ball, two strikes. The kick and the pitch. Fastball outside corner. It misses 2-2. Snow coming down a bit harder right now, and it's not below 32 degrees. I would say it's probably around 40. Chopper to Rivera at first. He throws home. Ford is dead to rights, just trotting into the tag applied by Ali Sanchez. They get the lead runner for out number two. Boy, Ford knew. He thought he could catch Rivera sleeping over at first, but Rivera had to do it through home. And got him. So the lead is held at 12, and it brings up Mason McCoy. So the scoring there, 3-2. A fielder's choice. Here's Mason McCoy. Misevich kicks and fires. Swinging a fly ball, lazy out to left. Coming in is Castillo. Under it, makes the catch. And so now two outs in the bottom of the eighth. And it takes us to Nick Solak, who, a story within the story, is trying to avoid the golden sombrero. Three swinging strikeouts. He walked in the sixth. And comes up here in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch, skied right side. Looks like he will avoid the golden sombrero, but an 0-for-4 night for him as he flies out to right. We head to the top of the ninth. Aces need 12 to tie, 13 to take the lead. Stick around. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney State. Top of the ninth inning, Emmanuel Rivera will lead off. It'll be 4-5-6 for the Aces in the ninth. 12-0, the Rainiers lead. Kick and the pitch. Off-speed pitch, outer half, ball two. New pitcher in, by the way, for Tacoma. It's Taylor Saucedo, who was picked up off waivers at the end of January of this year. That one misses. It's three balls and no strikes. Was with Toronto last year in the bigs. Four games pitched, 2 2/3 innings. Next one in there for a called strike. It's 3-1. The pitch. The lefty misses. Outside, it's a five-pitch walk. And Rivera aboard for the first time this evening. Next up. Brings up Seth Beer. 12-0 the score. Rainiers have scored 6 in the 4th, 4 in the 6th, 1 in the 7th, and 1 in the 8th. They did it with hits this time. 12 runs on 15 hits. You look back to the 4th as kind of that breakout inning, first pitch. And there a called strike to Seth Beer. pitch. Swing and a miss. It's nothing in two. Yeah, the fourth inning featured a couple of three-run blasts from Brian O'Keefe, who, again, is swinging one of the hotter bats in all of AAA. He walked his last two at-bats. Here comes the pitch, and Beer down on strikes. One away. And it brings up Diego Castillo. One on, one out. It was the three-run shot from Brian O'Keefe, and then Colin Moran hit one to make it 6-0. Tacoma got four more in the sixth, thanks to an RBI single from Kian Wong, RBI double from Cesar Hernandez, and a couple of walks hurt the Aces. Total today, walk-wise, they have issued 7 to Tacoma. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Bends in a called strike. And it's 1-2. Here's the pitch. Flies one to left center. Coming in is Deloach. He makes the catch on the run, and the Aces are down to their final out. So two outs, it brings up Blaze Alexander. He stands in between the shutout as he laces one up the middle, a base hit, and almost took off the head of Sacedo. Two on, two out for the Aces. Back-to-back hits for Blaze Alexander, two-hit night for him. And the Aces trying to stay alive here in the top of the ninth. Ali Sanchez will come up to bat. Well, you can look back to July 16th of 2022. That was the last road shutout that was handed to the Aces. It was at Sugarland. A 1-0 loss. This one would be much more lopsided, but Ali Sanchez trying to avoid the shutout. Oh for 2 tonight, the pitch. He takes a breaking ball for a called strike. Aces and Rainiers in action once again tomorrow at 7:05 Pacific. He takes a breaking ball down, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch is down, ball two. Two-one pitch, swinging a ground ball right side, gloved, forehand by Wong, turns, throws to first, and the Aces have been shut out here in game two of the series. A 12-0 loss, and the Aces are blown out on back-to-back nights. So the Aces fall to the Rainiers in game two. They now take a 2-0 deficit in this series, headed to game three and the end of the front end of the six-game set. It was the Rainiers 12 on 15 hits. The Aces 0 on 7 hits. Just couldn't get it done offensively. Again, grounded into a couple of key double plays, and the bullpen struggled once again. And once again, your final here from Tacoma. The Rainiers 12, the Aces nothing. Thanks so much for joining us on our broadcast here from Tacoma. Once again, you've been listening to Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. We're back in action tomorrow at 7:05 Pacific. Two teams go at it for the third time in the series.